From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Another violent night in a U.S. city. One person was shot late Wednesday in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, as protesters rallied for a second night in response to the police killing of an African-American man. The governor of North Carolina has declared a state of emergency in Charlotte and deployed National Guard troops to the city. As VOA's Jeff Custer reports, the protest began peacefully but then turned violent.
Charlotte police say 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was spotted getting out of a car with a gun Tuesday at an apartment complex. The officer fired after Scott ignored warnings to drop the gun, but Scott's family say he was instead carrying a book. Police body cameras captured the shooting. Protesters are calling for the video to be made public.
Why don't you tell the police chief to release the videotape? They're killing and shooting us. Huh? They're shooting us. Where's the police? Where's the video? You got a brother lying in the street dead. Where's the damn video at?
The case is the latest in a long string of police shootings that highlight the use of force by officers, particularly against African Americans. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The father of a man who was fatally shot by a police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says his son had his hands up, just like I told him to do. The Reverend Joey Crutcher said Wednesday in New York his son Terrence knew to put his hands up when approached by police.
My son had his hands raised up, doing just what I taught him to do. And like I taught a lot of the young African-Americans in our community, because I work with them.
40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, who was black and unarmed, was fatally shot Friday by a white police officer. The Reverend Crutcher and Tiffany Crutcher, the twin sister of Terrence, spoke at the headquarters of a civil rights leader in New York. This is VOA News. The United States and Russia are taking their differences over the conflict in Syria to new heights after trading ferocious allegations of duplicity and malfeasance at the United Nations Security Council. After a fractious meeting of the Council Wednesday, Secretary of State Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are set to duel again over Syria at a gathering of the roughly 20 nations that have an interest in Syria. Thursday's meeting of the International Syria Support Group comes after the two men blamed each other for spoiling the country's ceasefire that they had agreed to earlier this month. Each has blamed the other for violations. Kerry called for all warplanes to halt flights over aid routes, while Lavrov suggested a possible three-day pause in fighting to get the truce back on track. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said action must be taken now.
We are at a make or break moment. I challenge everyone to use their influence now to restore a cessation of hostilities, enable humanitarian assistance everywhere it is needed, and support the United Nations in charting a political path for the Syrians.
Thursday's meeting comes a day after Kerry and Lavrov blamed each other for the failure of a week-old truce and offering only temporary patches to stem the bloodshed. The Prime Minister of Hungary says illegal immigrants in the European Union should be rounded up and taken to guarded EU-funded refugee camps on an island or some shore of North Africa from where they can make their asylum applications. Prime Minister Viktor Orban said in an interview published Thursday on a Hungarian news website that it is unfair for Germany to try to distribute migrants among other EU countries and that it should set a limit on the number of migrants that it will take in. The Hungarian government is sponsoring a referendum to be held October 2nd to build political support for its opposition to any future EU quotas to resettle migrants among member states. The government's campaign has been criticized by rights groups for fomenting xenophobia and intolerance. The rights group Amnesty International has slammed Europe's response to the refugee crisis in a new report on the situation in Greece, which has been the main point of entry of migrants and refugees seeking to reach the European Union. Amnesty said Thursday that most of the roughly 60,000 people stranded in Greece are living in appalling conditions and face immense and unavoidable suffering. And a U.S. military jet crashed off the southern Japanese island of Okinawa Thursday. The pilot was safely rescued. The wreckage of the plane was found 150 kilometers off Okinawa's main island in the mid-afternoon, according to the Japan Coast Guard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.